Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Look for the handprints on your tax form. Together, we can check off child abuse and neglect in Missouri. Strong families, playful kids.
I'm Jason Taylor. Raytown Police near Kansas City are investigating possible threats against schools on social media. The Post mentioned today's date and was being spread online. Columbia Police in Mid-Missouri say a 13-year-old boy was arrested after making social media threats towards Columbia Public Schools Friday evening. Also in Mid-Missouri, Callaway County law enforcement arrested a 13-year-old for similar accusations. A lawyer cited a motion to dismiss invasion of privacy charges against Governor Eric Greitens as a basis to exonerate his client. Bill Wise reports.
The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports an attorney has asked Greitens to pardon Paul Henreid, a former exotic dancer, of the same charges the governor faces. According to the newspaper, Henreid was indicted in 1998 on four counts, including invasion of privacy, for secretly videotaping sexual acts with women at his home. The request for a pardon is based on a motion submitted by Greitens' attorney. The motion does not deny that Greitens took a photo of a woman with whom he was having an extramarital affair in a compromising position, an act Greitens has sidestepped acknowledging. In arguing for dismissal, Greitens' attorney contends the law does not apply to a situation where the photographed party knows he or she is being viewed by his or her partner who takes the photograph. The Post-Dispatch reports Albert Watkins, the attorney for Henreid, said it would be mighty hypocritical for Greitens to reject his request. Watkins is also the lawyer for the ex-husband of the woman Greitens was involved with. The ex-husband secretly recorded the woman as she described her encounter with Greitens in March of 2015 before he announced his intention to run for governor.
A state senator from western Missouri's Warrensburg says he's shocked by the indictment of Governor Greitens, adding that he didn't see it coming. Republican Senator Denny Hoskins says it's not his role to be judge nor jury.
We take the indictment very seriously. However, I do believe in innocence until proven guilty. I think both sides should have the opportunity to put forth the facts that they've gathered.
Yesterday was proclaimed Greenwood Cemetery Preservation Association Day by St. Louis County to recognize the cleanup efforts by community volunteers over the last decade. Some of the most influential members of the St. Louis African American community are buried in the cemetery. A Missouri House committee will consider today whether to prohibit the state, local governments, and public colleges and universities from limiting concealed carry of guns. Nixa State Representative Jared Taylor, who's sponsoring the measure, tells Missouri he also wants to expand the number of private businesses where citizens can carry guns without a permit.
So, for instance, churches, bars, daycares, those are all private property, and that should be left up to the private property owner. Casinos, amusement parks.
Opponents say the legislation would force businesses that don't want concealed guns on their property to post a sign prohibiting firearms. The family of fallen firefighter John Mesh presented a check to the Missouri Department of Conservation for a girls' summer camp over the weekend. Mesh's family said he loved the outdoors. More at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net.